Log Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, audience. This is Sandra Bueno from Power to Be You, and I welcome all of my listeners on the line. And whether you are listening live, today is Thursday, September 13, 2007, or you are downloading it from the Power to Be You site, I welcome you. The purpose of today's show is empowerment. You have come online to listen to this educational show, which is about accountability, responsibility, and empowerment via education, because it is about choice, and it is about the choice that we all have in today's world to make a difference for ourselves, our families, our communities, and the people that we come across. I am excited to be with you with today's program, as I will be introducing in just a few minutes a person that truly is bringing a lot of extremely important information to our life. And like I've mentioned before in my previous programs, the purpose of Power to Be You is to give you information and discernment. It's to bring resources, bring education, bring accountability so that you can be empowered to make a difference, to make solutions all about what you need to do so that your life can change. One of the main philosophies about Power to Be You is that you become proactive and not reactive. With that said, that requires you to be prepared. It requires you to look at situations in your life, look at things that might happen in the future, and for you to determine, based on what I see, based on what I see happening to other people, based on what I see it's going on in society, based on the issues that we are all collectively facing in one way or the other, what can I do so that this does not happen to me? What can I do different? Or what can I learn from these individuals or this topic so that I may prepare ahead of time and that I may be prepared to make a different decision when I am faced with that? And again, that is what today's show is about. I will be introducing a representative from Child Shield USA, the local group. Their company is locally called Guard a Child. Whether you have children or not, I'm sure that you know families who have children and who need this information, who need this awareness. And before I introduce them, I introduce Debbie and Kevin. One thing to keep in mind is to have the flexibility for you to listen to the information that is going to be shared with you. This information, a lot of the times, and I believe that Debbie will be able to attest to this, parents or educators or anyone who is before this information might turn away and say, you know what, this is a scare tactic. I don't want to hear it. With so much going on, I'd rather not have you come and tell me. But you know what? The truth is that whether you want to hear it or not, it is there. It is there. It is in our neighborhoods. It is within possibly our street. It is out there in the roads, in the schools, in the stores that we shop at. And we unknowingly are surrounded by the potential of danger and the potential of exposing our kids or of our neighbor's kids being exposed to the danger that is out there. So just because we don't want to hear it does not mean that we are going to be helping the matter. So with this said, I want to see if Debbie's on the line. Debbie, are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Well, welcome so much. I don't want to take away from the limelight and say more than I have to, because this truly is something that, to me, it's so much awareness. So I want to let you present your program, why you got started with this, and why you see that this information is so valuable to the listeners, and why we must bring awareness this is just, I mean, I see in some of the pamphlets that you've given me, Oprah had the founder, or he was featured on his show as a top child safety expert, and in his quote, David Schlossbauer, he says, ignorance won't protect your child, education will. So can you, I mean, I welcome you on the show.
Thank
and
you.
And please, go right ahead.
That's absolutely right. What we're out to do is to create an awareness to the parents, because America's children are in a very vast danger right now. There is a lot of issues with predators, missing children, runaway children, and abducted children in the United States. A child becomes missing every 40 seconds in the United States. And what we're out to do is to create an awareness among the parents to let them know exactly what's going on out there, and to introduce our program, Child Shield USA, as the only solution out there. What we do first is we offer an educational program. What we've proven through our tested system is that a stranger teaching your child not to talk to a stranger is not as effective as the parents teaching the children not to talk to, certain people. What they do is they educate their children themselves. Our children do look up to us. They know us, they love us, and they trust us, and it is a more effective manner. What we do is we have a full program of educational materials that the parent teaches to the child. There is also a monthly publication called The Shield that comes out to the parent every month, which is an ongoing education that they teach their children. There's coloring books, there's Safety 7 posters, and there's all kinds of materials on education in our proven educational program. On the other end, we have a recovery program. We have 100% recovery rate to date. Child Shield USA has been in business since 1990. They went national in 1993, and they have almost 2 million child safety kits out to date. Now, in the normal world today, your chances are 1 in 100 that your child will become missing. Mm-hmm. Out of our first 1 million members, we prevented over 10,000 children from becoming missing, and we had only 3 children that were missing due to an abduction, runaway, and they were all 3 recovered and back home safely.
Wow. Now, what do you mean when you say preventing from becoming missing? What defines a child that's, like, in your preventing measures? What does that mean exactly?
The prevention is through the education that we teach through the program to the parents in a non-invasive manner to teach to their children.
Okay.
And it's a full educational proactive that they work with their children. They spend time each and every month with their children. The average parent spends only 15 minutes a year with their child teaching them about safety. And our children are innocent and defenseless, and they need us to show them, because without us, they know no better.
Exactly.
And they're taught to recognize the characteristics of when they're being approached by somebody that's not safe. They have all kinds of proactive materials through the program to work with the parents directly on a monthly or daily basis, as much as the time as the parent wants to put into it. And as I said, there's also a monthly publication called The Shield that comes out that teaches them the latest tricks on the predators that are out there, what the dangers are on the Internet, and other safety materials to teach to their children.
Wow. I do. I see in this the child abduction guide that you gave to me, it says, I mean, it's just backed up and supported even by John Walsh of the America's Most Wanted. Also Ed McMahon from The Tonight Show, America's most respected and experienced provider of missing child prevention. And that's one of the things that I talk about, that I say prevention and education, which brings about power for us to be able to be proactive. You know, a lot of the parents will, and a lot of people will basically be scared to undergo a program, because it's kind of like life insurance for kids, where you say, well, if I buy or death insurance, if I buy death insurance for my child, that's kind of me bringing in the whole aspect that my child might die. You know, and
right.
I tell you that only because I actually went through that. And even when I met you and we talked about the program itself, I felt the uneasiness in my gut of like, oh my gosh, this would be, you know, this is harrowing, because just to even imagine what we would feel if we were to be that one person whose child becomes missing, or if we were to be counseling friends whose child became missing. You know, at that moment of crisis, I know that without something like this, without something to lean on, or without some form of tools and support that would actually be able to support me at that moment when it's so critical, those moments right after you realize that something has happened and you can't find your child anywhere, if you don't have a plan going on, you are completely a victim on top of your child being a victim.
Absolutely, because what happens is the parent goes into a panic mode. And what we do with Child Shield is on the recovery end, what we pride ourselves most on is the prevention end and
mm-hmm.
creating an awareness. We have to pull all together as parents and grandparents to create a barrier to safeguard our children against these dangers that are out there every day. And when we're speaking of our recovery program, as I said, we have 100% recovery rate. We are the only company in the United States that has a unique videotaping service where the parent videotapes the child in their own home. With the kit, they have a How to Videotape Your Child booklet, and it goes to Child Shield with a still photo, and it's stored in their facility. The parent has an ID label that links only their child to that video, and they carry this in their purse or their wallet, and they're able to reach Child Shield 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the event their child should become missing. And once they call Child Shield, this videotape and still photo will be fired off to over 14,000 databases throughout the United States within minutes and hours.
Wow.
And they are, of the 14,000 bases that they send it out to within light speed, they are law enforcement agencies, FBI, news media, missing children's associations, and so on. But that's what we pride ourselves on. They have been building this database since 1990, and they're updating it constantly. They will also, at their cost, when you are a member, at no extra cost to the parent, hire a private investigator to work throughout the United States and with the, of course, the local police. They will send out 1,000 posters to be posted within the immediate area of where the child was missing to the family. And they will also put out a $50,000 reward, which, of course, creates, you know, awareness throughout.
Yes. Wow. See, that's something that immediately when you hear that, it's one thing to imagine, okay, that moment of, like you said, panic mode, because it is. You will freeze. You'll be like, oh, my God, who do I call? What do I do? You know, having this already, you know that there are measures. You have to be proactive. It's about, you know, the thoughts that go into your head, but then the action that comes out of that situation. Because when you mention that, you say, okay, you have a videotape, you have, you know, the 14,000 database around the entire United States, you know, law enforcement officials, the media, the 1,000 posters, and the $50,000 reward, immediately, no matter what the situation is, whoever that culprit is can't get away, you know, to really take your child so far that he will not be captured or at least seen by someone.
Absolutely. And unfortunately, what they're doing now is within 45 seconds, these predators are able to change a child's identity from clothes to hair to shoes within 45 seconds because they work together. They are outsmarting the parents, let alone the children. And they work together. When they're caught, they're let go most of the time, and they will go out and they will reoffend 5, 6, 7, or 8 times.
Wow, so those are actual facts.
Yes, they are.
Wow. And see, and this is what I say about parents. You know, we are, or just people in general, we are sitting ducks allowing a lot of what's out there to take the best of us And I say, you know what, when you read these facts, when you read the facts that I'm actually looking at right now to tell you that the 1 in 100 chance your child will become missing this year. You know, every day there are over 2,000 children reported missing in the USA, and the source is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The fact that the ID programs, the fingerprints, the DNA tracking devices, and the Amber Alert do nothing whatsoever to prevent your child from becoming missing. And meanwhile, we're going up against predators and people who are savvy at outsmarting folks who don't know any better.
Absolutely. And, you know, we go out and we buy car insurance and home insurance, and we pay for our cell phones, but our priorities are in the wrong place as parents. You know, our children can never be replaced.
Oh,
and, you know, we need to pull together, as I said, and spend some time and spend a little bit of money on safeguarding our children, our most precious assets.
And it's bringing, it's really, really empowering you to say, you know what, because I imagine when you had told me about the program and how, and I know, I believe that I gave you my zip code and you're going to be able to give me a brief report as to the predators in my area, which people can actually do by going on one of the websites, correct?
That's absolutely correct, and I will put Kevin on in the end. He's going to come on with those statistics for you.
Okay, later on, yes. That's just all of us have that, and all of us can actually go online and find out. But once you find out, what do? Keep your child from going by that house. But if everyone, if let's say going to your own block, like for all the audience, if you're sitting there and you know that the people across the street are in this program and you know that people down the road are in this program and everyone starts coming together and identifying themselves via this information and this awareness, do you not think, audience, that a predator will either see a poster or will see whatever and will know, you know what, I can't go messing around this neighborhood. I can't go messing around this neighborhood because these people, they're gonna know. They're gonna see me coming and they're gonna walk away. They're gonna go somewhere where the child is outside. They're gonna go where people don't know any better.
Absolutely. They provide you with a window sticker for your house and also a bumper sticker for your car. Oddly enough, it sounds like, you know, a little item, but just that can deter a predator from even coming near the parent or the child.
That is, you know, that to me is, I really, really see this as being such an amazing way that we can actually already start protecting our children in a way that gives us peace of mind and in a way that gives us something to, you know, something to really be empowered by. I know it says here under your package, it says what to do if your child is missing. Time is critical when a child is missing. Learn what to do and when to do it. Now, with reference to time, how much of a window of time does a parent have or does a person have when a child becomes missing?
It's really not written. The statistics within 24 hours are not good.
Mm.
As far as, you know, within 8 hours, it's 35%, you know, are very much at risk. And within 24 hours, the outlook is not good at all.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't, you know, want to create a scare tactic, but what I want to do is create an awareness of the parents, because
yes,
pretending this doesn't happen around us or think that it can never happen to my child is not helping to fight the war against these child molesting predators. And also what it does mentally to these children, if God forbid this does happen to them, scars them for the rest of their lives.
Mm.
So it is up to us as adults. Because, as I said, our children are innocent and defenseless, and we need to all pull together and realize that we have a serious problem, and that's the only way that we can protect these children is by doing something about it. As I said before, the chances are 1 in 100 your child becomes missing. That comes from the FBI. In Child Shield, in our first million, we only had 3 children become missing because of our prevention program. Now, let me ask the parents out there, where would you want your child to be, 1 in 100 or 3 in 1,000,000?
Mm.
So that's
wow.
How we know that the program is working.
Wow.
And, you know, also, as you said, you know, first they call the cops. The cops are going to come out. They're going to, you know, ask questions about what's going on. Then they call Child Shield, and they immediately are firing off the videos throughout the United States within minutes and hours. And the private investigator also works directly with the law enforcement in the direct area and throughout the United States. So as you can see, you know, it's a very effective process. If the parents were to go around and look at what else is out there, there is nothing that compares to our program in the United States.
It has
a proven track record that we do. We have a proven and guaranteed program.
Now, you and I met. We met, and this is of interest, and this is very, very, very key to the parents. When I met you, I had gone to the event that it was held at a big under what is the center called that we went to? It was an expo center.
Yes, South Florida Fairgrounds inside at the expo center, and
yes.
It was August 25th and 26th, and we were actually a part of Parenting Plus magazine. The section that we were in. As a matter of fact, if the parents want to look in Parenting Plus on page 18, we have a full-page press release in the September issue for the back-to-school issue that Parenting Plus did on us. That's page 18 in Parenting Plus magazine this month.
And now that actual expo was Sports for Children, and do you remember the title of it? Because
Our Kids World.
Our Kids World. And when I went there, being that this is my whole purpose for Power to Be You is so that we as adults can be empowered and change, but it's with the whole purpose of creating the leaders of tomorrow, our children, because they can't do it for themselves. We need to do it. But if we fail them, then they are not going to be in a good place. And when I went there, you know, it was wild because, and I say the word wild just because in my mind I really couldn't understand how so many parents went there, and there were a lot of bounce houses, and there were a lot of different people put out different things that kids could do. I mean, there was cotton candy and apples, and then I saw you and what you told me, you know, the amount of response that you had from people. A lot of people seemed to walk away because thinking that if I'm not aware, then it's not going to happen to me. And when I stood outside, I actually went there with a survey that I ended up not doing about parenting. And at one point I started looking and I said, you know what? A lot of the people, a lot of the parents really step into parenting from such a place of I'm going to give my child what he needs. I'm going to clothe them. I'm going to take them to school. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to buy them toys. But when it really comes to forming them from a character point, from a spiritual point, from a future of life point, there's so much that needs to be done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And pretending it does not happen is not going to do anything to protect your child. As I said, we must all pull together to create a barrier to fight the war against these people. They're living in people's neighborhoods now, these predators. They can't keep them out. I mean, it's very, very serious right now. I mean, if you look at the news every day and read the papers, there's always another story. And 75 to 95% of the abductors, predators, are known to the family. These predators, they'll work with the family for sometimes a year or two and learn what they do every day and where they go and how they do it, and they'll just hone right in on that.
Wow. I saw a show where the daughter had been molested for about 5 years, and the man that did it was the best friend at the wedding as well as the best friend of the husband's. And, you know, that's just the case where the child wasn't abducted. The child was abused. However, when it comes to abduction, I know of another case that comes to mind, which happened a couple of years ago here in Florida. And it was of an 8-year-old boy that was, I think it was 2 years ago. He was with a gun. I held a gunpoint. And he was an 8-year-old that was told to go into the car. And, you know, these stories are just, you know, they blow your mind because this would be, you know, one thing is for something to happen to you, and another one is for something to happen to your child.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I know I'm joining this afterwards with you. I know that I'm going in because I have a 7-year-old, and I asked him today, and I asked him, I said, honey, do you know what to do if somebody came to you and they said for you to get into the car? And he said, well, I wouldn't. And then I said, well, how do you know? They tell you that mommy told you to get into the car. He goes, no, I wouldn't. And you know, when you just mentioned that a parent spends 15 minutes a year with a child teaching them about safety, that was my 15 minutes, a question.
Right.
You know? I haven't done more than that.
Parents don't think about it. You know, as I said, we need to get our priorities in order. As I said, our children can never be replaced. You know, our cars can be replaced and our homes. But a child, you know, is something that's so precious to us that we spend so much time, you know, to carry and to nurture. And this is such an important issue. And as you said, you know, parents, they're afraid of it. And, you know, they think that looking away is going to help them to safeguard their children. But unfortunately, the education is the main thing. And that's what Child Shield prides themselves on.
Well, another thing is, I know that there is that, and I know for people, having the self-development background that I have, I've spent, I mean, so much money to be able to get to this point where I am. And it goes down to, you get what you pay for, and you invest. And when you decide to invest, we invest every day in the food that we eat, whether it's good or not. We invest where we go, whether it's giving us a great experience or not. We're, like you said, you know, there are going to Toys R Us, going to Boomers, going to these weekend playgrounds, just going to the movies, if I haven't mentioned it. You know, we're spending, I mean, $30-$40.
Absolutely.
And I want to put down, I want you to, you know, even before we go, I want you to give the audience how much it costs, and then give them all of your contact information so that they have it right away, because at the end of the show, we'll do like 10, 15 minutes of questions for the audience to come online and ask you whatever they want to ask. But if you could let them know that, and I will say, everything costs, and it all depends on what you wish to pay attention to, what you wish to buy, what you wish to invest your money in. And this is something that I full-heartedly believe is a necessity, because if we all are to bond together, these predators will start feeling that, okay, these people are becoming aware, we need to change our tactics, but the point is to bond together, and it's good against bad and evil.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, once they see that we are creating a barrier against them and that everybody is, you know, pulling together, they're going to be a little bit more apprehensive about, you know, approaching a child or, you know, doing what they do. They're going to think about it twice.
Yeah.
You asked me to get into the cost of the program. The cost of the program is $99 one-time registration fee per family.
Okay.
And it's $15.
And per family?
Yes, per family.
Okay.
And that gives you the full kit with the educational materials. It comes with a self-addressed mailer, video mailer, to put the video in and the still photo, how to videotape your child, secret identification labels, missing child report form, which they encourage you to fill out at the get-go, and complete instructions of how to go through everything in the program. No matter if you have one child, two, three, four, five, it doesn't matter. It's $99 for the whole family, and then it's $15 a month.
Okay.
There is no contract. We have a 95% retention rate to date with our customers. And as you can see, the monthly fee of this program is no more than one movie or one dinner, if even that. So it all depends on, as I said, what, you know, the parents feel as though is their priority.
Yeah.
We have, as I said, once again, a proven track record, guaranteed program, and we've got the history to prove it since 1990. And one thing great about Child Shield is they are constantly, constantly improving the program and updating the databases. They say that it would literally take a parent 6 months to a year and $500,000 at least to do just the videotaping end of it, you know, to get it out to that many databases and within that amount of speed. I mean, one person couldn't do it on their own, period, but...
Wow, that
reminds
me of...
So as you can see, just that itself, and, you know, and to hire a private investigator, I mean, I'm sure we know how much that would cost.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that, you know, that even just as a gift, imagine that, rather than buying, I mean, I've gone to parties for kids where I went to one party where it was just like a four-year-old child, and the father had bags, like four or five bags, those big, gigantic black garden bags full of toys.
Right.
You know, full of toys. I mean, you know, for me, I would value this so much more to have somebody give me this, and I would be like, wow. Even though I could also see how some people would probably be, you know, if you're not flexible in thinking, you would say, wait, why are you giving me this? Please. It's people not wanting to feel the pain, because we will do more to avoid pain and more to gain pleasure. And it all becomes a matter of how we see things. I tell the audience, through Power to Be You, it's the meaning you give to something, and it's how you choose to see it based on what you're bringing into your life. So this here, if you're looking at it from the side that, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to see it, what are you trying to tell me, da-da-da, then you know what? You can actually go to the side and continue having that life where you are a victim. But if you are a person who is willing to listen and who is willing to learn and who is proactive and who wants to prevent themselves and their families from being involved in areas where they could be prevented, then you know what? This is definitely for you, because it is about awareness. It is about putting yourself in a different level at a different place.
Absolutely. And I have grown to create such a passion for this business, because when I show it to parents, the first response I get from them is, honestly, is they say to me, why is it so inexpensive? And I tell them, because we want to be able to cover the families at an affordable rate. That's why Child Shield does not nationally advertise. They want to keep the cost of the program low enough so that the parents can afford it. Mm-hmm. And I get thanks from the parents that sign up. I have 100% closing rate to date. When I show the program, it's just a matter of getting in and showing it to people. I can't show enough people. You know, I just can't build Rome in one day, unfortunately. But we are having more reps that are coming on with us now, so we're not the only reps in South Florida. And I get from the parents, thank you so much. You've given us peace of mind and an awareness, you know, that we didn't realize that was out there. I didn't realize myself before I got involved in this program exactly, you know, what the numbers were out there. They are so alarming. Of course, you know, because I'm involved in this type of business, I'm looking at it every day. And it will just blow your mind. I mean, if you take a look at what's really going on out there.
I mean,
so
I
would encourage,
this.
Pardon me?
Good, no, go ahead.
I would encourage, you know, the parents to take a look and compare it to anything else that is out there. And just look at each service that we provide and put a value on it, and then ask yourself, you know, what is my child's safety worth to me?
And your peace of mind.
Exactly.
Peace of mind. I mean, it says here, I know Kevin's going to come on and give me a little background on my own area. And where I live, we have a lot of, I mean, million-dollar communities around the area where I live. And it's in a lot of it's retirees and families. They're old. My community is gated. A lot of them have the actual person at the gate. But I know here it says Florida is the number 3 in the U.S. for sex offenders. Florida has more than 42,000 registered sex offenders living here amongst us.
Yes.
Where in Broward County has 5,000 plus. And this is crazy. For each registered offender, it is estimated there are 4 to 6 more out there.
That's right. And when they get caught, when they get back out, which most of them do, they will go out and reoffend over and over and over again. And as I said, they are outsmarting the parents now also.
Mm. Now, two questions I have for you. One also, one of the things is you also can work with schools, you can work with the PTA, you can come in and create a program for them or something to that effect?
Yes, we can. For PTAs, we do give them a certain amount of each program that is sold to put toward the school, and
great.
We also are starting to get involved in human resources with companies, where the companies are offering it along with the health insurance and their other benefits, the child safety program to their employees. We are to date involved with preschools also, private people, martial arts studios. So, you know, we're slowly building it, but it's starting to take off. The word is starting to get out there. And parents are starting to realize, you know, the dangers that are out there every day to their children.
And now this is also a, now Guard a Child is your particular company here in South Florida.
Right. We are the local rep for Child Shield USA.
And Child Shield USA is all, it's a national, it's a national.
Yes, it is. They are located out of Arizona. As I said, they've been there since 1990, but they are nationwide, yes.
Okay, and then the other is, please give the audience your number and how they can get a hold of you, your website.
Okay, my phone number is 888-303-1115. That's 888-303-1115. You can ask for Debbie or Kevin. The website would be www.guardachild.com. That's G-U-A-R-D, a child, site, like website, S-I-T-E, .com. That's www.guardachildsite.com. And we are located in Pompano Beach. And I would be glad to answer any questions and present the program to anybody that would like to see it.
Okay, perfect. Well, with that, would Kevin like to come on and
yes,
then give
I will
me
put
my
Kevin
report?
On. Thank you very much for your time.
But stay and online so we can answer the questions for people who are coming on as well.
Absolutely. I'm going to put him on and then I'll get back on.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, Kevin. Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. Good. How are you?
Very well. Now, I know that you have this report for me. And, I'm eager to find out what's the report.
Okay, I'm Mr. Statistics.
And you're also, let the audience know, who else are you?
My name is Kevin Brzezniak. I am with Child Shield USA along with my wife, Debbie.
Okay, so you're a team here.
Yes, we are a team.
Wonderful.
First thing I'd like to tell you is the nationwide statistics. Florida is number three. California is number one. Texas is number two. Florida is number three with over 42,000 registered offenders. There's 5,000 in Broward alone. Palm Beach and Dade County are the same, so you're looking at over 15,000 just in our tri-county area.
Mm-hmm.
And for every one of those, there are between four and six that are unregistered. So if you do the math, we have a very serious problem here in South Florida. That Debbie and I are trying to get the awareness out there as much as possible to have people take a look at our program because it's an awesome program, and hopefully we can help them protect their children.
Wow.
And I pulled up your zip code, which I won't mention over the air.
Okay.
Just in your zip code, you have 24 registered offenders.
Okay.
Now, this is right off of the National Alert Registry, which is the site I pull a lot of my information out of. Every parent should be looking at this because they can put in their name, address, phone number, and whatnot, and get all kinds of information that they need to help them protect themselves.
Now, what is that website that they can go to pull this up?
It's nationalalertregistry.com. That's www.nationalalertregistry.com.
Okay. They could just plug in their zip code in there?
Yes, that's a wealth of information there for the parents.
Okay. Now, I also read something that, are you able to, with the National Alert Registry, are we able to go and actually see where these individual people are living?
Oh, yes. They will give you detailed maps for any location nationwide. They get color photos of the offenders that live near you, conviction information, home addresses, full names, aliases. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the predators.
Okay. Now, there's also something that when I went into your site, I saw that you can actually register for the national. Is it the National Alert Registry that you actually register for, and you receive some form of I don't know, something different, or is this the same?
We also have another program It's the National Child Protection Advocacy Program.
Okay.
With that program, you get the free child safety DVD viewing,
mm-hmm.
a free monthly child safety briefing by email, a free $2,000 reward posted if your child becomes abducted or missing, free participation to receive up to $50,000 reward for helping to rescue a registered child of Child Shield. Free participation in the $2,000 Child Shield USA poster rewards for the FBI's most wanted child molesting predators. That's something else that we offer to parents. It's a monthly thing, and if any Child Shield child is abducted, they're notified so that they can keep a lookout and, you know, if they have information leading to the arrest and conviction of the predator, they're offered the $50,000 reward. So it's something else that people can sign up for. Go on the site and put in your information, and we'll get back to you, fax you a form over, and we'll get you signed up.
Oh, that's great. Now, how come you got involved with this organization?
Well, Debbie and I are both very adamant about being child safety advocates. It's something that we can do to help people and feel good about what we do every day. There's just no other satisfaction like that.
Yeah. I know I met with you yesterday at one of the schools, and I know that when we spoke with one of the particular people that's the head of the PTA, she seemed very receptive to having you guys come and speak to the board and speak to the parents. You know, how important or how crucial is it that parents get on board with this?
Well, like Deb said, there's really no other way to protect your kids nowadays. I mean, if you look out there, ID kits, fingerprints, no matter where you go, someone's always offering a fingerprint kit. Well, fingerprints do absolutely nothing to keep your child safe or to recover your child. All they're used for is for identification purposes.
Yeah.
And that's not what we pride ourselves on.
Now, could you tell me, because you just brought that to mind, I actually, you know, just to give you a the story that probably will be alike to other parents, a couple of years ago, I had my son pay for these three IDs, and I actually felt it's like a false sense of security because I had the cards, which right now, I think I know where those cards are. You know, I'm not carrying one, but I think I know where they are. And two, they have his picture, but his picture is a picture that he took 3 years ago.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing is parents really don't keep their photos and their identifications of their children updated the way they should. It's something that they don't think about. That's why we are here to try and help to raise that awareness. You know, like I said, the fingerprint kits are, if a parent really thinks about it, they're going to realize that that is not going to help them in any way, shape, or form. And every show we've ever done here down here in South Florida, we've had people there with fingerprints, and the line is so long that they wait probably for 45 minutes before they get up there to get their children fingerprinted, and they don't realize that it's not going to do them any good to have that. Not going to help find their child if they become missing.
That's what I said when we met at the show out at the expo. That again, it's one of those areas where predators, you know, will go there because hey, here is the ground where they can thrive on because there's going to be so many children, so many people that are unaware, or so many parents who are busy tending to another child or busy talking to the friends, and you know, I mean, I know for myself as well, when I take my child, I tend to be, I'm a very trusting person, so most of the time I tend to always be trusting of the environment I'm in. I'm always trustful of the people I'm surrounded by, and I always trust that I'm being safeguarded by my creator. So I'm always like, oh, no, this is not going to happen. And yet we expose ourselves by what we do and where we go, how our kids are dressed, how if we allow that window in that open space for a predator to say, there's a moment right now, that's all they need, a moment.
Yes, that is so true. And that is, you know, the perfect opportunity for a predator like the Our Kids World Expo in the fairgrounds. The place was filled with children, and you know darn well that they were there walking around. You know, that's like I said, that's what they thrive on. And I think there was probably 6 or 7 announcements that I heard with children that had lost their parents right there in that small little area.
Well, we saw one. You know what? We went. I actually happened to take my son to the restroom, and when we were walking out, there was both parents that were yelling for their child, desperately yelling for their kid. And without something like this to support that and for you to use your energy proactively, what would you do? Because no cop in the world is going to be able to dedicate themselves to taking care of your child and finding your child for you when they're involved with so much other stuff that's happening out there.
Yes, that's you know? So true. And it really is unfortunate. And that's why we offer the services that we offer, because we know that the police department and the government alone cannot protect us. They really can't.
Yeah. Well, here, I want to read some of the testimonials that I found when I was looking into your actual website. This one actually from a police officer. In my years as a police officer, I have investigated many cases of missing and runaway children. The problem I came across most often was receiving outdated photographs of the missing child from the parent. One cannot identify a child's characteristics from a photograph. I feel the Child Shield USA service is very valuable to the parents in the prevention and recovery of missing children. I also believe that the service will aid law enforcement agencies in obtaining more accurate information to assist in their investigations. And this comes from, I believe, a retired captain at the Juvenile Justice Division.
Yes.
Another one is, this is from a police officer. I am writing to let you know how pleased and impressed I am with the unique service offered by Child Shield USA. In today's world, this service is a necessity for any parent. I am convinced that your videotape registration service is an invaluable tool in aiding in the recovery of a missing child. I have never seen anything that compares to it. The odds of locating a missing child increases tremendously when the child is registered with Child Shield. And he's from Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much.
Yeah, and final point of mine, if anyone out there was looking at their homepage from AT&T yesterday, they should have seen a article from the Associated Press. I can't broadcast it, but it was about a 6-year-old in Texas, and everyone should check that out. It's not a good thing.
Well, that's, yeah, I mean, what I'm going to say, and I probably should have began the show using this quote here because it comes from Oprah, from the Oprah Winfrey Show, but it is so true. Every 26 seconds, another child becomes lost or missing. It's just horrendous. What do you do if you suddenly discover that 26 seconds has hit your child?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
That's very true. Well, give us again the your phone number and just the website for those who might have come on a little late.
Okay, the phone number is 1-888-303-1115, and the website is www.guardachildsite.com. That's GuardAchildSite.
Okay, perfect. Well, we have the last few minutes we spend on questions, but I do not see any questions on queue here. I don't see any callers on queue, and that may be my mistake, so I'm not really certain. But if I don't have any, we're going to leave the lines open, and if anybody would actually like to ask any questions, the number to call is 646-716-8620. You can call that number right now, and you can actually be put online. And if you would like to ask any questions regarding the program, regarding any of the statistics, or regarding even do you do, Kevin, do you go, would you be able to also do any form of like nonprofit training or that sort of similar information session that you can offer to individuals or, let's say, churches or just any place that might be interested?
Yes, absolutely. We do whatever we can to help the parents out there.
Okay. So anyone can call you and ask for that.
I am also on the line, Sandra, and what we do is we'll do a free child safety seminar for anybody that wants to get the awareness out. We'd be glad to.
And how long would that take about?
I would say with questions and everything, probably about an hour.
Okay, perfect.
We have a spokesperson that I also wanted to mention for Child Shield USA. Her name is Jan Broberg. Mm-hmm. She was abducted in 1973 as a 13-year-old by a family friend who had children himself, who was a friend of the family for many, many years. And she was taken for 5 months. And sexually, wow, mentally abused by this gentleman, and the mental scarring that it left with her. And she traveled throughout the United States to find a program, and she said her quote is that she has never found a time-tested, proven, guaranteed program that is anywhere close to Child Shield USA in the United States.
Wow. And now, Debbie, how long have you been with Child Shield? When did you begin? When did you become interested in them?
I was honestly looking for a home-based business, which this is, and I researched about, I'd say, at least 40 different companies. And when I saw this, I knew that it was something that would help people and that was a very serious issue out in the United States. And I researched Child Shield themselves. The integrity of the company is phenomenal. Their history, their track record with customers is phenomenal, and I am very proud to be a part of it. And as you can tell, I have created a huge passion for this subject in any way, you know, for parents, for, you know, groups, for anybody, you know, who wants to help us get the awareness out there. I would be glad to help anybody as far as that goes. And I've had businesses in the past. I had an air conditioning business, and I had a nail salon, and I've worked in the corporate world, and I can honestly say this is what I was meant to do.
So basically, all of that other stuff, all of that other work does not have the same fulfillment the business has.
No, it's not as rewarding, and, you know, I know I'm out there, you know, like anything else, I will say, you know, it takes numbers. People are starting to realize as they watch the news and see what's going on around them, and they hear from friends, you know, the stories that I hear when I go to customers' homes about what they've been through as children and what's happened to their children are just, it would blow your mind. I mean, just, you know, people don't want to come out of the closet, you know, and let people know. You know, the children are afraid to tell the parents because they feel as though it's somehow their fault. And, you know, even Oprah, she makes it quite clear to the world that, you know, she had problems when she was young also. But I don't believe it was ever, you know, let out for many years. And many people, I mean, if we're hearing this much out here now of what's going on out there, how many predators, and, you know, the cases that are out there, you have to figure there's got to be at least 10 for every one not told.
Yeah.
Because people don't want to speak about it, and they don't want
to. And also one person can't, I mean, one person can make a difference. I say on the show, I say on Power to Be You, you know, it's about making a change in you first and foremost, because each person must make it. We have the power of choice. Like right now, anyone who is listening, you have the power of choice to say, okay, let me get involved with this. Let me find out more. Now you find out that you come in, you bring this into your family. Think of all those people that you might be able to impact, other mothers, when you're sitting there and talking. Have something different to talk about. Don't just talk about desperate housewives, or don't just talk about a lot of what's out there with the media that's driving you to spend more, to be more working so much longer so you can come home and spend time with your kids. You know, how we spend our lives and what we bring into our lives that has a defining impact upon what we feel at the end of every day. You know, and this is something that, again, you have a choice to say, let me call, let me come in, let me find out, let me bring him on just to, you know, just to get the information. Let me get the catalog, or let me get the letter, a copy of the newsletter, or let me just get the statistics. You know, let me get something that I can sit down with my child and give them a little warning when he's standing in the corner at 6 in the morning when it's dark, waiting for the bus. You know, what can a child do? Or even just going to the store. When I go with my child to the store, I know John Walsh's story. He lost his son, I think it was at a Sears department store. Knowing that alone, that to me just terrifies me, in the sense that I make sure that my son is with me at all times. And one day we actually had a scenario where my fiance came on and I said, just pick him up from behind and cover his mouth and see, because he kept on running away from me. And I said, this is what we're going to do, and you're going to see how it feels. And you tell me, if this were to happen for real, would you be able to come back to me? Would you be able to yell for me?
Right. You know, people think it can never happen to their child, but unfortunately, if you look at the numbers out there, it's happening all around us. And the only way that we can fight this war is to all pull together and to educate our children, because they don't know any better without us.
Well, good. Well, Debbie, I definitely thank you. I thank you and Kevin for coming on the air. This program is going to be available as a podcast. I know I've sent it out. I received an email from a friend who has a contact with a lot of moms. I mean, this email must have gone out to about 40 moms, and I'm sending them another copy with the podcast involved. So whether you hear from someone now or in the future, I just know that I'm going to be very, very much aware of this, because I really think this needs to get out. And then I'll be coming in, becoming a member. So you have one here.
Great, great. And it was our pleasure to be on with you. And, you know, if any of the parents have any questions or would like us to do any kind of seminar for Mommy and Me groups, PTAs, anything that involves grandparents, grandparents are one of our best customers. They like to give it as a gift. I also want to add that I just had a little cousin that was born 2 weeks ago, and that's exactly what I sent in the mail yesterday as a gift to them.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Deb. I'm just going to close the show by giving just a little bit of information as how the audience can contact me or contact you. And as always, it's Power to Be You. That's the website, POWER, the numeral 2BEU.com. That's the way through which you can access this show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Or you can also access email. Email would be power2bu@gmail.com. The show comes on every Tuesday and Thursdays. Tuesday is a coaching session, half an hour coaching session, where you become the topic, where you become the topic of what it takes and how you can make distinctions in your life to make a difference. And it's all about empowerment. And it's all about aligning with your higher purpose, your true purpose, the essence of who you are and what you're here to do. And then on Thursday, it's about bringing in a coach, a professional, a contributor who will be able to give you a distinction or a resource or a program, anything that encompasses a better way than what we currently know. and it's all about education and knowing what's out there. So Debbie and Kevin, you both have been wonderful, and from the bottom of my heart, I thank you and bless you for what you're doing, and I just hope that together we'll be able to bring a lot of awareness to what's going on. So thank you.
Absolutely, and we thank you, Sandra, and thank you for being a concerned parent.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll be speaking shortly.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And audience members, we have 14 seconds, and I just want to close with saying you have the power to be you. And feel free to call me at any time or come on the show again. Until next Tuesday, this is Sandra.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen you that nervous, baby. That's all right. It was good. It was good. No, it was good.
Okay, we finished.
Yeah.
Because no one came.